Obviously, you know, a much needed 3 points for us in a situation we're in the table. But I thought performance, you know, was what we've talked about. I think it was a follow on from our second half against DC, and I think that you know, hopefully we can have that standard every game. Can't play well all the time, but I think the standard was there from our endeavour and our fight and our scrapping, which was maybe been missing a little bit this year. So good all-round team performance, and just happy to get the 3 points.
How much is confidence important right now?
I think it's very important. I think that I think the new players did a good job of coming in and just kind of, you know, not so much spectacular play, but just normal play that keeps the team moving the ball. You know, they're in the right spots at the right time. The two guys in the middle of the field, I felt, were very good for us. I think it makes a difference, and then you have confidence to play to them and run off them because you know they're not going to lose the ball. And I think that that was the difference to us. You know, I felt even up to the red card, I felt good today. You know, I thought, you know what, we're going to win today. I really did. And I think that you know, them going to get man down, kind of get a few more goals at the end, but I still think we deserve the win no matter what.
I know the win's the most important thing, but do you have any thoughts on the trophy, the Heritage Cup?
Not really. We lost twice to them, and we won one game. So it's nice to win a trophy, but you know, I want to make the playoffs. That's what we're trying to do.
Talk about Cornell a little bit. It seems like he really has the ability to kind of create his own shot for himself. When he gets the ball in and around the box.
Yeah, I mean, Cornell, we've been trying to get for a while, and you know, he's had a real the last 3 or 4 years. I think he's really matured, and I don't think we've quite seen the best of him yet either. I don't think he's 100% fit. He sort of seems at the end of the game he's always sort of a bit sore or cramping or something's happened. So we talked to him a little bit today, and he's got to get his fitness up. But I tell you what, he is dangerous. You know, he's had a couple of very good opportunities today. Took his goal great. He does work the ball well. He's got that little turn of pace that gets away from defenders, and he's a good striker of the ball with both feet. And it showed today.
Coming on the middle line, Andre.
Good. Yeah, I thought our midfield was excellent today. We've been really working hard on our team shape, but you know, with Darren tucking in and not getting too high, and same with, you know, Shea or Arturo, whoever's been playing there, and it's been good. But I thought today it was exceptional. You know, in a game that it took a lot of running out there, and it was hot, but we didn't, you know, take a foot off the gas. I think there's a little lull just after half time where we kind of, you know, but I guess that's to be expected. I thought the first half with us was good, but. You know, again, the full 90 minutes is what you got to do. And we put it together. We've actually got a clean sheet, which is the first one this year. That's good.
Starting Convy as the left back.
Did great. No problem. Very good. Very comfortable there, you know. So, yeah, I was pleased with a lot of performances today.
Shea seemed like he caused him all kinds of problems.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think Shea and Quincy, the two young guys, I think now are sort of, you're seeing the best of them. You know, I think they both learn. I thought Quincy did a nice job again off the bench. I thought that Shea was outstanding today for him. A great ball for Wando's for the fourth or the third, I can't remember, fourth goal. But you know, I think it was a mature performance by a young kid, and I think that was very, very encouraging.
Can you speak about the way you brought to the team, really?
Just the positional sense, you know, the calmness, presence. I mean, he's in there. You know, he's in there. He's always around the ball. He's trying to dictate the pace of our game. I thought him and Ramon were good, you know, on a bit of a bumpy field, wasn't easy to play on. But I think that our football was nice at times. I thought it was quite exciting. I thought we broke well. We were dangerous all day, I should say. And that was great to see.
Frank, it seemed like teammates already are looking to Andre Luiz. Like, suddenly, just first match, seems like he's like the leader, and they were really looking to him. What does that mean to you when you saw that?
Well, I think we've maybe been lacking that real presence of, not so much in the middle of the field, but any position. I think that, you know, he's got the quality to be very good in this league, you know. Although he's, you know, he's not the youngest guy in the world, but he's very fit and he glides around the field with no issues. So it's good to have him on board with us. I think that, you know, our team will gravitate to good players. He is a good player. He's shown from day one when he comes to practice. We've seen enough on DVD to bring him in and all those things to bring him in, and it was just like, you know, let's get him signed. And he's been great.
How long is his loan for? Just to the end of the year?
Yeah, that's John. I think it's for next year as well. Yeah, so 18 months, which is good. You're not doing a Lima where you don't want to lose him after, you know, 6 months, and you're trying to replace him all the time. So we're trying to keep all our players together as much as we can and have a better start than we've had this year, obviously. But it sometimes takes a while for a team to kind of get it together. It's only one game, though. So we've got to come out the gate next week against a very good Columbus side and getting some good results, too.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.